1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
In front of the Dalton Mall in Torrance, California, Jay Santos is with us, and he joins us on our Newsmaker line. Jay is with an organization called the Citizens Auxiliary Police. An auxiliary police organization, Jay, not an official police organization?
We, Phil, assist in police work. We take a look around and see what needs to be done in our neighborhoods, and we do try to assist the police in crowd control and security. We are just sort of an extra set of eyes and ears, if you will, for police officers.
What are you doing out in front of the... I understand there's a Dalton Pharmacy there in the Dalton Mall.
We are... people, basically, Phil, as you know, yesterday anthrax was discovered in Florida. This is a concern for the citizens. I'm here with a couple of our sub-corporals and sub-commanders. Anthrax is a reality. And we feel that it's important to make sure that we don't have carriers of anthrax.
Do you really think that that's a probability out here in California, or anywhere for that matter, other than the place where they found it?
I'm not willing to take a chance with the future of this country. I'm not willing to take a chance with the future of my children. My kids go to school in this area. My wife shops at this very mall. If anybody has got the gall, the unmitigated gall, and excuse my language, Phil, but the brass balls to walk around with anthrax and breathe it on me or my wife or my kid, yeah, you bet I want to know something about it.
All right, well, what we got was you guys are doing a flare drop out in front of Dalton Pharmacy.
We have dropped flares in this area. And
what is a flare drop for people who don't know?
A flare drop, Phil, we just drop flares to form a pathway so that when people do see the flares, they walk within the flares. That forms a pathway outside of the pharmacy so that we can begin the nasal swab. Now, we have two swab stations. Tomorrow, we hope to have three swab stations. And
you're applying nasal swabs to people coming out of pharmacies because you believe them to be sick. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Why? I mean, people go into pharmacies for a lot of things.
Well, people primarily go into pharmacies because they're sick. And if somebody is sick, I think we ought to do a nasal swab. And I mentioned this to Major Elvis Newton. I think we need to do a nasal or snot swab on these people. Now,
You're not a doctor, right?
Technically, no, I'm not a doctor, but...
So calling it a snot swab...
I understand. It's a colloquial... I didn't know the word.
There's mucus in the nose.
I'm sorry?
It's called mucus.
All right, sir. 25 suspense, right?
Okay. It's called mucus, right?
I understand that. We're making a note of that now. But what we're going to do is swab the inside of the nose of anybody coming out of the pharmacy for to see if they don't have anthrax. And then we put... You call it mucus, I just call it snot. On mucus, is that the... What we're talking about, Phil, is the green chunky stuff that comes out of your nose.
Yeah, that's mucus, okay? That's mucus.
All right, sir. We'll put that on a slide. And Bill Kaniki, whose son has entered in three consecutive science fairs, has had a blue ribbon in each of three consecutive science fairs, we'll do a cursory analysis of this... the snot or the mucus, and then we'll see whether there's anthrax bugs in it. If there are anthrax bugs in it, then obviously we're going to, I don't know what we'll do then, probably shut the pharmacy down for the best way we know how.
If you guys, first of all, are not doctors and...
Well, Phil, we're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We wear a blue armband and we are trying to save lives. That's not really the point.
Okay, all right, let's just say that you guys are checking and you find anthrax in someone's nose. You're going to shut down the pharmacy.
Because that was the last known area where they were.
But you don't know where they got the anthrax.
I don't know.
How about contacting the health department?
That is correct, and that's what we will do. And I'll make a note of that, too. So we'll contact the health department.
And the mucus is called mucus. It's not called snot.
All right.
1-800-449-8686.
Bill, there are a lot of very confused people out here. There's a lot of panicked people. This anthrax thing has got everybody.
Well, I'd like to weigh in on this if I could. The anthrax thing in Florida, although it may be some kind of criminal activity, is far from a terrorist attack. There are two cases. One of them is dead. The other is not. And that's it. And there's been an awful lot of panic.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I'd rather panic than have some anthrax-ridden guy come walking into my house, sit down and have breakfast with my wife, or God forbid my wife should have sex with another man, and I hope it never happens. What if he had anthrax? If we find anthrax, we'll scrub the perp down with Dove antibacterial soap. My wife did get the mega size at Costco last week, so we've got plenty.
All right, and then you inform the health department.
That is correct.
It sounds like a hive of activity out there.
We've got a lot of people. We are stopping. There's two or three people they're giving us. And we got a problem. So two or three people they're giving a nose swab to right now, and they are obviously not cooperating. So.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are stopping people leaving pharmacies down there in Torrance. And if they have... And they're putting Q-tips up their nose to do a nose swab to see if there's anthrax in their nose. Jay?
Right here, Phil.
You say some people are not cooperating?
We got a few people that think that they are bigger than the law. I can tell you this much right now. If you do not submit to the nose swab or to the snot swab, then we have to question your patriotism. And if you resist, then we do give you a lapel pin with a Q-tip surrounded by a red circle and a slash. That means you resisted anthrax testing. And then try getting through airport security, because it's not going to happen.
Do people have to have an I've tested for anthrax button to get through airport security?
That is my understanding.
Well, that's got to be bullcrap, because I haven't heard it.
That's my understanding.
Well, that's got to be bullcrap, okay? If you force anthrax testing, okay?
We don't force AIDS. No, we don't force AIDS testing. Only because that is sex between adults. The reason why we force anthrax testing is very simply this. That's an animal in a human. Now you got some problems. You understand what I'm saying?
So that if the anthrax, you can't get that by having sex with an animal.
My understanding is anthrax is something that both humans and animals get. And what that means to me, and I think your audience ought to be very clear on this. So what are you talking about? You're telling me somebody isn't...
Somebody isn't what?
I think it bears looking into.
Look, if you think that people get anthrax by having sex with animals, it's...
It's the only one that animals and humans get.
Animals and humans get it. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean a guy's had sex with an animal.
Well, the point is, it could. And if it does, that means we got some big problems. Because now, as a result of the panic and the terror that Osama bin Laden has visited on this country, people have lost their minds and they're having sex with sheep. We got to check into that.
All right, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. I personally, and I'm going out on a limb, I don't think what he's doing is constitutional. He's stopping people, forcing them. He is stopping people and forcing them to have their noses swabbed out to see if there's what he calls the anthrax bug. And he made the point. We don't force AIDS testing. Why do we force anthrax testing? Because in his opinion, it could mean sex between a human and an animal. I think this is wrong, and it's got to be unconstitutional. It's the Citizens Auxiliary Police down there, 1-800-449-8686. But this is what I'm talking about when I talk about this panic. He doesn't have a doctor looking at those slides. He's got somebody's kid who won a science fair 3 years in a row. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We're with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are doing some kind of a nasal swab at the Dalton Pharmacy. How do you know, how does this kid know who's looking at the mucus under a slide know that it's anthrax?
He has a photograph or picture, Phil, from his science book, and he just looks at the picture of the anthrax bug, and he'll look and see if it looks like it, then that's what it is.
Okay, now that's the second time I've heard that. Do you hear that?
We're doing a nasal swab right now. Hold on. Hold him down. We are doing a nasal swab right now.
That man sounds like he's in pain. Is that a man in pain?
Phil, the nasal swab can be a painful test, but it is important to probe as far up into the sinus with the Q-tip as possible. And hold, just hold him.
What do you mean hold him? I hear you telling somebody to hold someone down. If you are hurting somebody, you're going to get sued.
I'm not hurting. We can't get sued. It's just auxiliary police. They can't get sued.
Doing a nasal swab looking for anthrax, man. They've had two cases in Florida, and you're standing outside of a pharmacy. Here is Amy on the Phil Hendry Show. Amy, go ahead.
I think this guy is absolutely out of his mind. What are you talking about? You can't do any invasive procedure on a patient without proper consent. You should be having lawyers lining up outside of your building.
What if we've got people walking around?
Hey, buddy, I don't care. You're causing mass hysteria in the state of California.
Okay, I got it.
You are insane.
Let me ask a question.
Knock it off.
Okay, listen, Jay.
I am a critical care nurse with training.
Have you ever treated anybody with it?
You can only get the anthrax virus from eating.
What are you doing? What are you doing to people?
Undercooked, from getting it from airborne. And from getting it through a scratch through your hand.
And if you get it airborne, it goes into your nose. Hello. Now the most
painful
part.
Yeah, well, guess what, buddy? You're doing an invasive procedure on patients without consent.
All right, I got it.
You're holding people down.
Yes,
buddy, you are out of your mind.
Are you holding someone?
If I was a lawyer, I'd be all over you right now. You are insane.
You are holding people down.
Pack up,
ma'am.
Go pack it up, buddy. You're causing mass
hysteria. Don't you use that language with me, young lady, and I will ask you to move along with
me. Listen, buddy, I am a medical professional considered to be an expert in my field.
Absolutely. This lady's a nurse.
You have a scientist out there doing your correct diagnosis. Who are you?
Ma'am, Bill Kaneki's son has won three science fairs.
You are not even a police officer.
Three science fairs.
You are not even a police officer. You don't even have a true microbiologist.
Okay, I am listening to people being held down. They're in obvious pain.
Exactly. Well, what are you doing?
Part, the nasal cavity has to be expanded to see to look and see if there's anthrax up there.
You can't see it. It's a microbe. It's a bacteria.
You put the microscope into the nasal area.
What? You take the slide, I thought, and put it on the slide and put it under the microscope.
I see that was not, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you're not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with this, yet you're doing this test. You're authorized, really.
Are you,
the
you
health
say you're
department
a nurse?
Should be shutting you down.
You say you're a nurse.
The health department should be on your case. You can't do this. You're not even going to diagnose it correctly.
Well, ma'am,
you're going to hurt people's minds because you're going to cause mass hysteria.
I'm listening to people in pain, and there is no reason to be checking people and doing what you call a snot swab for anthrax
when we've got two lousy cases. You're really intelligent.
I'm listening to either you stop hurting those people, Mr. Santos, or I will call the police. And
we assist the police, and I got a blue armband and everything. Now we are the
blue armband doesn't make you anything. You're on neighborhood watch, buddy. You're not a cop.
No,
who do you think you are?
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. I happen to be a sub corporal.
Sub-corporal, nothing, buddy. I save lives for a career.
That's what Citizens Auxiliary Police about. We save lives.
No, you're not saving lives. You're putting lives in danger.
All right, stop it.
All right, I'll knock it off for a minute.
What are you doing, holding people down? Thank you very much, Amy, for your call. Holding people down and making them take a freaking microscope up the nose. Tim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
First off, I love the remarks on this, but this guy, I apologize. First off, the first problem I have with this is you're telling me that if I don't have a cotton swab up my nose, that I'm not a patriot to this country?
Why would you not want to take a snot swab to make sure that you are not carrying the anthrax bug that you're going to sneeze on
someone? Because I don't want some stranger shoving a cotton swab up my nose that doesn't know what he's doing. If I have a question of my anthrax, I'm going to go to a doctor or to a nurse, somebody who knows what they're doing.
Will you
taken care of?
Sir, right now the anthrax bug is what Osama bin Laden might drop on us. And we got to make sure that you don't have it up your nose. Because that's where it starts.
So I'm supposed to walk up to so-called auxiliary police that has a blue armband on, and they're going to be able to specify that for me by shoving a microphone or a microscope or a Q-tip up my nose.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you be reluctant to take the mucus swab?
I would not be reluctant as long as it was by a professional.
Well, I don't see
you, sir, are not a professional.
Well, sir, I'm doing the best I can. We are trying to.
Okay, if you want to do the best you can, you need to get a doctor.
If you refuse to take the swab, it leads me to believe that
you
might.
You do not need to force anybody to do it.
I'm going to ask a question that's painful for me to ask. But as you know, anthrax is a microbe that both humans and animals can get. Have you had some sort of contact with an animal?
Yes, I do. I have a contact with animals every day.
Animals get
cold, so will I have to worry about getting a cold every day?
May I ask
animals do get the AIDS virus. Do I have to worry about contracting the AIDS virus?
May I ask you if it's sexual in nature?
That is a ridiculous question.
You are insane.
I'm asking you a question.
What kind of thoughts are going through your head?
I don't think about
people having sex with animals every day.
Well, sir, you are calling from Wichita, Kansas, and with all due respect to the great state of Kansas, we know that some people in those parts of the country...
I'm sorry, you're mistaken with your family,
enjoy.
Not ours, okay?
Okay, I'll take the boy. If you were in front of me right now, mister, you'd feel a little, you'd feel some knuckles.
This is where we're going now.
If you would take it with the police, and they would have you stopped.
Absolutely. This is where we're going now. Physical violence.
That guy called. He thinks I'm screwing sheep.
Well, you asked him if he was. Eileen, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. That guy is on people's noses. Who does he think he is?
Are you doing it?
He's not even qualified to do that.
Are you doing it? Are the police doing it? Are any doctors doing it? No, they're not, ma'am. Citizens are very
clean.
Yes,
they are. Doctors are doing it. I live in West Palm Beach, Florida. You think I'm worried?
When did you submit yourself to a nasal swab?
No. Why would I?
Because there's a possibility. Have you been around any kind of a farm animal? Have you been around
No,
an animal?
I haven't.
All right.
And I'm not sick. And
live
I live here in Florida, and I'm
right.
not jumping to conclusions like you are.
You live in Florida, and you...
Why don't you let the proper authorities take care
mucus.
Of it?
Green mucus.
Oh, come on.
He's not even a doctor. He can't take people and just make them submit to a swab.
Well, guess what? I'm doing it. Yeah.
Well, you're doing it illegally, and you're going to get sued.
Well, let me tell you something. Anthrax is a disease that animals and people share. Osama bin Laden has finally driven us to such a point of panic that people are having sex with animals.
The man that died here in Florida, his wife didn't catch it from him. Why are you making, jumping to conclusions there?
His horse didn't catch it from him. Is that what you're telling me?
Why are you so worried? Why don't you just wait and see what happens? Why are you
All right, Eileen. All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go on. What do you mean, his horse?
That's what she said.
Sean, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Sean, hello.
Oh, Sean, let me turn my radio down there, Phil. I'd like to talk to this gentleman here.
We're doing the things like that, and what we're trying to do is keep these people from spreading anthrax to every part. We're just doing a nose swab. What's the big deal?
Hello.
Everybody doing that.
Go ahead.
Phil?
Go ahead.
I'd like to say something to this gentleman. I don't believe he thinks he knows what he's talking about.
25.3.
I live 10 miles away from where this incident in Boca Raton is going on,
you knock it with your two-way radio, okay?
I'm getting some reports.
Hey, look at Sean. Just say what you're going to say, and don't worry about
it.
Just keep going.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
Will you shut up with your radio?
About people screwing animals is just totally out of the ordinary, and it's totally wrong.
Anthrax
is not a contagious disease.
It's not a contagious disease.
No, it's an infectious disease.
Well, then how
you don't get it from screwing animals. You don't get it from doing anything except for handling animals. They may be infected with
handling
this disease.
Handling animals. There you go.
Okay. Animals that are infected with this disease are not in this country. They are eliminated as soon as they are found. Oh, absolutely,
you
sir.
Know,
rebut.
I beg your pardon?
Rebut.
Rebut?
Tell me that they are not.
Who's
when
fun?
Is the last anthrax case in a cattle herd in this country had been found?
I'll tell you what, the last anthrax case in this country meant that at least 50 cowboys were infected,
too. In a sheep
herd
in this country,
when
has it been found?
That's right, and a whole lot of sheep herders are sick.
When?
Will you please answer the guy's question? Answer the man's question.
On these grounds, sir.
Right now, there's got to be an animal someplace that guy infected
that guy. In this country. Can you say
something? You sound pretty defensive.
I don't think you can, sir.
Have you got anthrax?
I think you're misinformed.
Have you got
anything that you're doing?
Yes, 2 days ago. I got the answer 2 days ago.
Where? Come on, tell me about it.
Boynton Beach.
Okay.
In Boynton Beach? Excuse me, sir. I live in Boynton Beach.
Yeah, it was found at your house.
All right, idiot. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
What do you want?
Music, Citizens Auxiliary Police music.
We're done with the bit. We're done with this segment interviewing you.
We are contracted to have the Citizens Auxiliary Police music played at the end of every interview with either Major Elvis Newton, myself, or any sub-corporal.
Now, all right, play his music.
I don't know what the big deal is. We got a hard-on for it, Phil. All it was our music played.
There's your music.
Hold that guy down.
Quit giving these guys nasal swabs, okay?
A duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
And protecting America from sheetbangers.
Leave that guy alone.
That's right. That's our big tagline. Leave that guy alone. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
That's great, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Have been watching the news, and I saw the I saw some pictures of supposed bomb damage. One of the things about bombing these Al-Qaeda terrorist camps and just everything that we're bombing in Afghanistan, is there any way of knowing if there's anybody still there? In other words, they got these terrorist camps they were targeting. These guys only had like a four-week advance notice that something was going to happen to their camp. How do we know they haven't moved every piece of equipment, every piece of machinery out of there, and they're hiding up in a hole someplace? I mean, I heard the guy say it on the news here just a few minutes ago. Well, there was no, you know, no telling whether there was anything there when they bombed it. I mean, they might have moved it all out. But still, it was a really good strike. And if they ain't there, they can go back. Now, they did say they could wipe out some of those airstrips, but they can be repaired. This is the thing about bombing, like, when you're not bombing guys. Now, I know that we got some commando-type guys on the ground, and I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to tell you, it feels and it appears to me that at some point, an armed assault, I mean soldiers with guns, will be necessary. Because it's only day, whatever this is, day three. It's only day three, and I understand it's extremely early. But I'd like you to start looking down the road at this possibility. What if we are not able to remove the Taliban as the governing power in Afghanistan through what we're doing right now? What if we're not able to do it? We went through this with Hussein. They bombed the guy's house. He ain't there. They bombed another airstrip. Well, they rebuilt it. They went after this. They went after that. Do you remember following the Gulf War when they said, well, a lot of those Scud bases we thought we got, we didn't get? And they were very mobile, so they would move them. They had Scuds on the backs of trucks, and they could just move these Scud rockets from one place to the next. So my question is, how do we know? How do we know what's being hit and what isn't? I'm sure that they've got all kinds of spy satellite technique, which will help them determine what's going on. But what if we're not able to remove the Taliban from power after this initial series of airstrikes? By the way, I do want to mention that the voice of Jay Santos in the last half hour was performed by me, Phil Hendry. Let's go to Claudia on the Phil Hendry Show. Claudia?
Hi.
How are you?
A little...
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
You don't have any anthrax going on there, do you?
No.
You know what you should use for that? Get some Romalar. It helps.
That guy needs to get a little educated.
Well, that was me.
Oh, okay.
Me doing the voice. I just said it was me doing the voice, Claudia.
Well, I just got on.
All right, okay. You just got on what?
I just got on the radio like 5 minutes ago, so I just
heard
the last part of that.
Go ahead, kid.
Now, listen.
Yeah.
I really and truly believe that the whole point of the terrorists is that they want this. They want the war. They want to be martyrs. They want America to be the big, bad, ugly people that are going to kill everybody and make the whole Muslim community think that we're these horrible killers that are coming there to bomb them and just get up and leave. I hope that the government of the United States doesn't just go there, do their thing, and then get up and leave again, because they've done it before, And I think this is a big reason why most of the Muslim communities in this part of the country, not here, but over there, hate us so much. They don't have the information that we are available to.
Yeah, they're propagandized. They're propagandized by their own so-called governments, too.
They're only fed what they're allowed to be fed.
The latest is that in direct contravention of what the president's been trying to say, the Al-Qaeda has just announced that this is a war on Islam and that it is a terrorist act. And the reason why they're saying that is because probably what Bush is saying is being effective to a point. In other words, the message is getting through. We don't have a beef with the Afghan people, and we don't have a beef with the people of Muslim people. And so they're countermanding that, if you will, and they're saying, yes, it is a war on Islam, and it's a propaganda war.
Yes, exactly. But it's always been like that.
Yeah, and these guys say such infuriating things that are completely crap, but they know their audience. They know that part of the world, and they're saying things that obviously punch the right buttons. But with how many people? The demonstrations that took place in Pakistan today, according to news sources, were far smaller than they thought that they would be.
They had a lot of police presence today, though. They had a lot more than yesterday.
Did they?
And plus, they killed a few people yesterday and a few people today.
Yeah, those Pakistani cops just take people out. They don't really sweat it, do they? They don't have any board of inquiry or anything.
Even Pakistan, I mean, yes, Pakistan is on our side, but even their government is...
Oh, they're scum. I think they're scum.
They have no compassion for humanity.
No, the Pakistan
government... Yeah. You know, do you know their women... there's a thing called Zina. I don't know if you ever heard of it. The crime of Zina.
The crime of Zina?
Yeah. Is that a comic book? I'm a woman in Pakistan and I get raped.
Okay.
Okay? I'm the one that goes to jail.
Yeah.
Because I just committed Zina.
Zina.
It's called Zina. It's a crime of having sex without being married.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had a perfectly good female prime minister, Prime Minister Bhutto.
Yeah, but she hasn't done anything for the women when it comes to that.
But you know what? They removed her from power anyway. They instituted a dictatorship. And I don't know how quickly you change all of those traditions. Even a democratic society is going to go very slowly changing those traditions.
This is why this is so scary, because we're in a no-win situation right now. They want this because they want to be martyrs, and they want to portray us as this evil country that just goes around killing people. And then what we're doing is we're basically falling into the trap of what the propaganda is.
Now, keep in mind what we want to do, Claudia.
Yeah,
what we want to do is eliminate their ability to conduct terrorist activity.
Exactly.
I don't care how many of those guys run around in bed sheets. They can run around there all they want, and they can do, frankly, whatever they want. But their terrorist activities, as they apply to the civilized democratic nations, we're trying to disrupt their ability to do that. Now, one piece of fat that we might have bit off that might have been a little bit more than we can chew is this idea that we're going to remove the Taliban from power. Because I heard Blair say it, surrender bin Laden or surrender power. So he basically said that's the goal. And I don't know how they're going to do that exactly. I don't exactly know what's the M.O. on that, you know?
Well, the Northern Alliance, is that what they're called, the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan, that have been fighting them for forever now?
Right.
You know, the guy that their head, I don't even know his name. I know that he was just murdered right before the
Mahoud or Massoud, I think, is his name.
He's been asking for help for a very long time.
Yeah.
And he said that this was going to happen. He knew that there was something being planned. And nobody listened to him, and nobody's helped him. I mean, well, not nobody, but the countries that could have possibly done something. We ourselves trained Osama bin Laden and helped Taliban get into power.
Well, we made a whole lot of mistakes.
We have had our hand in the mud for a very long time.
Well, America's made a lot of mistakes, there's no doubt about it, but now there's been an assault on our country, so
we have to clean up and hopefully get a...
you and I have just been talking very delightfully about all these philosophical needs and all of these political mistakes that we made, but the question still remains, how do we remove the Taliban?
This time we have to do it right. Exactly.
All right, thanks for calling. How do we do it right? Well, what is that? That's the question I asked originally. Notice how I was getting defensive the more she started talking about what a crap can America was? Oh, I'm just kidding, Claudia. I understand what you're trying to say. But in any event, what's the answer to that one? Okay, here's Kate on the Phil Hendry Show. Kate?
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good show. Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm doing good. I was just curious what your opinion was on the student demonstrations, because I'm at Mount Holyoke, and there are, like, student demonstrations at every single, you know, one of the campuses nearby here, and I was just curious what you thought of
them. They're all wannabes. They wish it was 1968.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's like a wannabe 1968 thing. They wish it was 68 and they were taking over the president of the campus's office and drinking his brandy and smoking his cigars and raising a flag upside down and dropping acid. I mean, I think that there's a real nostalgia on the part of some of these students for a anti-war vibe that existed in this country that was a very righteous vibe in those days. But the problem is it's not happening now. I mean, this is an assault and attack on our country. So these cats that are doing that on campus right now, it's like a party for them. With no real moral underpinning. They don't know why they're doing it. The Vietnam protests and the campus protests that broke out in the 60s had a real moral concern and moral underpinning, and there was some real righteous indignation going on and some very serious, you know, politics involved.
Yeah.
These cats are just sort of, you know, doing their I wish it was 1969 all over again, and what is orange sunshine acid anyway? Can I have some, please? You know? What do you think?
Well, what struck me about this is we have a demonstration scheduled. We had fall break. Fall break is over today, right? We had Monday and Tuesday for break. And the demonstration wasn't scheduled then. It was scheduled for Wednesday, and they were encouraging everyone to quit class and skip class and get out for it. And that just struck me as, like, a little abhorrent.
Well, yeah, like a student strike?
Yeah.
So did they do it?
I don't know. It's tomorrow at 12. We'll see.
I mean, so in other words, what exactly is the point here? Your country was attacked and 6,000 Americans were killed, and you still don't want to fight? Is that what I'm getting here? I mean, I can understand not wanting to run off and fight some capitalist war in another country because it means the price of rubber is going to drop. But this was an attack on America, black, white, Muslim, Christian, Jew, British, American, men, women. The regime that we're fighting brutalizes its women, brutalizes its people. I mean, what can't be right about this war? What can't be right about it?
You got me there.
I will throw that out, Kate, to anybody listening to me right now. I challenge you to intelligently tell me what is not right about our war now. I could talk to you for 12 hours about what was wrong with the Vietnam War and even what was wrong with the Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot, with any degree of intelligence, argue. I'm not saying you, Kate, but I'm just anybody listening can tell me what is wrong about the war that we fight now. So the cats at Mount Holyoke, wherever that is, what is that?
Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah? Is it like
it's
a really...
one of the Seven Sisters. It's a liberal arts college.
Mom and dad, like $40,000 a year. The father's a lawyer and your mother drinks too much. Yeah, okay. No, not you. I'm, you know.
Well, you got the lawyer part, right?
Yeah, okay. You know, is it Catholic? Okay.
Atheist.
Catholic is totally cool. Some Catholic schools have the best, like, anti-war demonstrations. Some of the priests are real pieces of work. Okay, Kate, thank you.
Thanks.
But I hope I answered your question.
Thank you.
All right.
Later.
Bye. That's what I really think. I challenge anybody. I mean, I understand being against a capitalist war. I get that. America has had its hand in a lot of them, and there's a lot that we have to answer for. If you're going to call me up and tell me the capitalist, hegemonist reasons for this war and how America got into trouble in the Middle East in the first place, save your breath. I already know. I'm talking about the war we're engaged in right now. Because for whatever reason that these cats hate us and they want to kill us. Do you understand that? They want to kill you. So what are you going to do? You're going to bend over, grease up your ass, and spread for the guy because, well, you know what? I had it coming, so go ahead, give it to me. Is that it? Well, we really deserve to have 5,000 people carved up in the World Trade Center. Maybe now we'll learn our lesson. And if we just do what Mr. Bin Laden wants, which is, now, what, you know, it changes from day to day. I'm not really, oh, yeah, lately he really cares about the Palestinians. I just got that one. And lately he's had this real thing about, what was it? Get out of whatever the hell... I think he wants the Yankees to move to Jersey to a bigger stadium. I don't know what his thing is. Here is whoever it is. Rob. Hi, Rob. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I got a solution to the manpower issue. They say there's 30,000 graduates.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I didn't take a break, so I cool it. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And we have this just in. Craig Taylor's car took an extra day for it to get fixed. However, there is no link to any terrorist activity at this time. And also, he went into El Pollo Loco last night, and he didn't get the extra tortillas he ordered. FBI says at this time there is no terrorist link, but they're still looking into it. Okay, thanks. So that's pretty lame. All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here we go back to the cat and Rob. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I got a solution to the manpower issue. I guess there's 30,000 ground troops, but they need more for a ground war. So empty out all the prisons, put them in dresses, give them a gun and a grenade, airdrop them in there, and tell them you're free if you get back. If not, well, you're a prisoner. At least you're not in prison.
That's great. Let's move on now to William. William, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Hendry.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. I appreciate
sure.
it.
No problem.
Just as a side, very quickly, I just want to mention that I really appreciate your method for bringing up issues. It's very insightful, and I don't always agree with you, but I certainly enjoy it.
What is that method?
Using the characters and the voices
you
use.
Thank you.
And like I said, I don't always agree, but at least it's insightful, and then you do get serious. And I certainly appreciate the humor.
Excuse me. Okay.
But anyway, the main reason I called, you made a comment two callers ago about how, hey, they can wear dresses on their heads, they can do whatever they want within their own society, in their country, as long as they don't bother us. And I think 99% of the American public would agree with that statement. However, what have we been doing for the past 50 years and not practicing that philosophy ourselves? Have we not been not allowing them to live the way they want in their own country? Now, I am not excusing...
Well, they pretty much are living the way they want right now.
Excuse me?
They pretty much are living the way they want right now.
Well, I'm going to talk about
they got a regime there that's the fundamentalist Islamic is about as the antithesis of everything that we are. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing to keep them from doing what they want to do.
Well, let's go back after World War II when U.S. and British troops went into what is now Israel. We went to these people, the Palestinians. And we said, we don't care that you've been living here for 2,000 years.
We were the Palestinians. I thought you were talking about Afghanistan.
Well,
let me ask you a question.
You take the Arab issue.
Every leadership, everyone in a leadership position in the Arab world doesn't like America. Now, these are leaders. So why don't they do something for their people and make their plight better? They have billions of dollars of oil money. They could turn that into a paradise unparalleled in the history of man.
You're right. But the question is this. Isn't it funny that prior to 50 years ago that the Arab peoples were actually our strongest allies from the founding of this nation? And most people don't realize that, or they forget it.
Most people don't even I don't know what are you talking about, man?
Now, why did that change all of a sudden 50 years ago?
Well, I suppose there was a Palestinian thing. There's also the fact that we're pumping a whole lot of oil out of the ground in their country and basically telling the world how to live, and they don't dig it. You want to go back into history? You got to go back 1,000 years to the beginning of the conflict between Muslims and Christians. And I don't disagree with what you're saying. They got a lot of good reasons for not liking us, too. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.